T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Rodgers with Jones floating out of the backfield and dancing in the end zone. Third touchdown. And the celebration is underway. Another Lambeau leap for you tonight.
What a game from Aaron Jones. 17 for 67 on the ground. Had a touchdown there. And then in the receiving game, he had 6 catches for 48 yards, 3 touchdowns. 4 touchdowns on the night for Aaron Jones. Only a couple of other Packers have ever done that in a game. Sterling Sharp had 4 touchdowns. Paul Hornung had 4 touchdowns. Jim Taylor had 4 touchdowns. That's it. One of 4 players in Packers history to have multiple games of 4-plus TDs, I should say. Multiple games. So he's done it before. Multiple games of 4-plus TDs, just 4 of them in the 100-plus year history of the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Jones, after the game, we found out that he lost. One of his necklaces came off. It's got his father's ashes in it in the end zone. I don't know if the grounds crew ended up finding that or not, but he said if there's going to be a place where I'm going to lose it, that would be a good place. I hope they find it, though. I mean, that's something you don't want to lose. But great for Aaron Jones. I mean, you're like, why don't you take it off? Well, he wants his dad to be with him on every play. So hopefully they can find that. We'll see what happens there. Aaron Jones, big night. Got to reunite with Jamal Williams. Do the jersey swap. Williams, not that huge of an impact. 25 yards on the ground for Detroit. Was featured a little bit in the passing game. Really, for Detroit, the only guy on offense that was doing much was Hockenson. TJ Hockenson with a really nice touchdown grab. Quintez Cephas did have a touchdown to open the game, but they couldn't get much going on the ground. Jared Goff scrambled a couple of times. That ate him up. But other than that, the Packers, especially in the second half, did a better job of getting to the Lions. How much of that was weather-aided, though? I mean, that's what I look at, too. I want to, like, hey, good job, Packers, you won. I do feel like if I was listening to the show, I'd be like, Bart, geez, give him some credit. I don't want to. I mean, I don't know. They beat the Lions. This is what we knew they would do.
Yeah, I mean, you're holding them to a higher standard than just beating the Lions. You want to win a Super Bowl. You've already said that today. Beating the Lions isn't really, you should do that. You're right. And I think with this defense, you look at them, I thought overall, again, in the passing game, I thought the secondary was good. I thought that Campbell did a good job on Hockenson for the most part. He gets beat on that touchdown. It looked like the corner or safety over there should have helped him a little bit. I thought overall they did well in coverage, but you can't cover for as long as Jared Goff was having in the first half. So they're going to have to do a better job with the pass rush. I think that's the main takeaway from yesterday with the defense is that pass rush is just non-existent. I don't care how they fix it.
It's so bad.
They got to fix it. I don't care whether it's going out and signing a guy. I don't care if it's bringing more guys and pressure. I don't really care how they fix it. They have to fix it, though. And that's something that I think they're going to realize because in that second half, they started to get some pressure on Goff, and he wasn't able to be nearly as successful, whether that's rain or not, with it. Who knows? But when you're actually pressuring a quarterback, it's going to make it way easier to cover these guys. I mean, it's not as if they have guys like Davante Adams lining up on the outside for them. He was throwing to Quintez Cephas, Khalif Raymond, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. A lot of people probably haven't heard of those guys outside of Cephas because he went to Wisconsin, and they wouldn't know him if he hadn't gone there. So you've got to be better at getting a pass rush. I'll live with them getting it to Hockenson every now and then because he's a mismatch on just about anybody. You know, whether they stick Amos on him or Savage, he's probably just going to outmuscle Savage, and maybe Amos would have been a better matchup with him. But either way, I'll live with them getting it to one guy. But the fact that he has time to go out and find some of these other targets like Cephas and Raymond, there's got to be a way to fix this pass rush. And I don't really know how to do it because you've got guys up front. Everybody talks about, you know, Rashawn Gary. Where was he last night? What did he do? Preston Smith. He didn't do anything either. Kenny Clark, I think, got a pressure in, but he's more useful in the run game. I thought they were okay against the run last night. They weren't great, but they also weren't as bad as they have been in the past. So I'll live with that against the run, but the pass rush is the main thing for me. If they're not going to fix that, then they can kiss Super Bowl hopes goodbye, because just about any quarterback in the NFC other than Jared Goff, you know, maybe Daniel Jones, if they have that much time, they're just going to pick him apart. I mean, imagine if the Packers have to play Matthew Stafford in the playoffs and he has that much time back there. Or if they have to go up against Tom Brady again.
Even Garoppolo will pick him apart next week.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get a pass rush somehow, because other teams, they're going to start having weapons. I mean, last week you played a team that their number one receiver was Marquez Callaway. This week you played someone that their top receiver was Quintez Cephas. Next week you play teams that actually have weapons and Kittle and Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk. They've got guys. So you're going to have to find a way to get a pass rush, or they're just going to kill you with that pass and Jimmy Garoppolo will pick them apart.
The tweet I found, Bradley tweeted last night, has nobody told Joe Barry that you don't have to count to five apples before you rush the passer in the NFL? Unfortunately for Joe Barry, his pass rushers are not... they're not that explosive and they're not that good. I mean, Kenny Clark, yeah, he's great, but who else is on that line with him? And so I think a lot of people were like, well, why didn't you go out and get a defensive lineman? Why didn't you go out and get another guy, you know, in the secondary? I saw a lot of people saying that last night, saying, why did you pay Aaron Jones? But then Aaron Jones had four touchdowns. So people are like, why did you pay Aaron Jones and not a defensive lineman? But then I don't know if you win that game without Aaron Jones last night. So that conversation died quickly. But they don't have the pass rush there. They brought back Lowry and Lancaster on purpose, and those guys don't do anything.
Yeah, I think you saw last night why they paid Aaron Jones, so I think we can put that to bed. But you've got to find a way to get a pass rush. I mean, Rashawn Gary, what are you doing? You got drafted in the first round. Let's go. Preston Smith, you got paid a big contract. You had one good year in Green Bay. Let's see something now. You got to step up when Zadarius is out. And let's be frank, last week with Zadarius, even though he didn't play a full workload and wasn't really fully healthy, didn't do much with Zadarius last week either. So hopefully he comes back healthy at some point. But they're going to have to find a way to get a pass rush. I don't really care whether it's they're going to have to blitz a linebacker every time, bring Oren Burks into blitz. I don't really care what it is. They're going to have to find a way to get after the passer. And I don't know that it all comes down to Joe Barry on this. I'm big on bashing Joe Barry, and I don't like his scheme. I don't like how he coaches. But at some point, players got to make some plays, and those guys up front just aren't doing it.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. The segment brought to you by Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to the hired with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Indeed.com/credit. Sal is in New Jersey. 414-799-1250. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. So I want to talk about who gets the defensive game ball for the Packers. And my call is that it's split between Dan Campbell and Jared Goff. Because that fourth down turnover that they didn't make, that fourth down conversion.
I gave it to the rain.
Ah, no, that's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Hey. Watch the swears.
You can say that? Okay.
No.
It's okay. Well, I think that's not valid. You know, NFL ball players should play in the rain. They need to be able to play in the rain. They get paid a lot of money. You know, when Jamal Williams, who's their bigger back, wasn't in on that fourth down call, everybody on the planet knows it's going to be a little swing pass or something like that. So Dan Campbell makes the wrong call there. And then Jared Goff threw a bad ball. I mean, if that ball's on the money, that's a catch. That's a catch. Stokes played decent defense, but he didn't have position on the guy. So that turns the ball game over completely. From that point on, the Lions just imploded, 100% implosion. And the game was done.
Yeah. No, those are good points. Sal, thanks for the call. I got distracted by this. What was going on?
Lots of passionate callers this morning.
Well, people only swear after Packer games, win or lose. Everybody can handle themselves. We're averaging a swear per hour. And Sal doubled down on it.
Yeah, so 1.5 per hour.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'd love to swear as much as the next guy, and it's pretty archaic that we can't, but we can't, so don't. You want to hear what Dan Campbell had to say? Did the Lions say anything good last night? Did they give us credit, or did they say that they suck? Jared Goff talked a little bit. Campbell talked a little bit. I thought Pat McAfee on the Manning broadcast was interesting. He was really good with those guys, and he was asking Peyton. He's like, Peyton, what do you do if you're Jared Goff and you got traded here? Are you like, do you realize you're done, right? You know you're not going anywhere. And Peyton, he's like, well, you know, you just look at the positives. And if you're Jared Goff, you were just on the Rams. And then you got traded, and now you're on the Lions. And you're not going anywhere fast. But Jared Goff's saying the right things. He sees growth.
I kind of mentioned it last week, but, like, we're getting better. And I think it's showing up in practice and today in the game in that first half. We are getting better. We are getting more and more on the same page as time goes on. And Dan says it all the time. It's a race to improve, you know. How fast can we get to where we need to be? Because we're clearly not there yet.
Dan Campbell blaming the offense for the loss.
Look, he made some plays. He's going to make some plays, you know. And for me, I put this there again. I mean, defensively, we're going to improve, and we did improve in small areas. But I put this on our offense. Offensively, we have to be able to outscore a team like this. That's just how I see it. Because why? Because it turned in that type of game again. That's why. And so, to me, the onus is on your offense. There's going to have games where, as we continue to improve, where the defense is going to have to step up and win a game for us. But I just feel like it was the flow of where the game goes. And today it was another one of those games. And we are not allowed to make mistakes or have turnovers because we can't rebound from those.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. So Dan Campbell says it's on the offense for not keeping up with the amount of points that are being scored, even though the defense is the one that are allowing those points.
Yeah, they got to outscore them. They put up 35, Dan. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah, that doesn't make it. Why are you being so protective of the defense? Maybe because everybody on the defensive side of the ball is like 19 years old for Detroit. I don't know what the deal is.
Back to you talking about Jared Goff. How would you feel if you're Jared Goff and you look back, and if you would have scored two touchdowns in a Super Bowl, you'd be probably still the Rams quarterback with a lifetime contract?
Yeah, well, he thought he had a lifetime contract, and somehow they got out of that and traded him. Jared Goff, man. You know, those are two Cal boys last night. Goff and Rodgers. I don't know. I don't think that he's that good, but I don't think anyone thinks he's that good.
See, I don't think he's that good, but I also don't think he's as bad as people make it out to be. There are definitely quarterbacks who are worse than him. I just don't... He's nothing that's going to win you a football game, and you saw that last night. He looked good, though, when he had all the time in the world, but I think just about any quarterback in the league could do that because there is a reason that they're all professional football players and we're not. So I think he's good when he has, you know, 8 seconds back there to try and pick a defense apart, but for whatever reason he couldn't handle the ball in the rain, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, no, I do say the rain gets the game ball. I don't care if you're a pro or not. Look what happened. They fumbled because of the rain. So that is what happened. John is in Franklin. John, keep it PG. Well, we got people throwing swear words around today like they think they're Aaron Rodgers or something.
Well, there's nothing to swear about.
I mean, we talked yesterday. I mean, there was no surprise. The Detroit Lions came into play. And just because there's, a G on your helmet doesn't mean teams that are supposedly, have a roster that's not as great as yours aren't just going to lay down. And it was interesting for me. It was like what I'm used to with the Packers, in some games where they're down in the first half. I wasn't worried about it. If it's within 10 points, as long as I'm seeing something from the offense, and we got some questions answered yesterday, okay? We got some questions answered. 12 is still 12. Aaron Rodgers can still dot the I's and cross the T's. The one to Tonyan, that wasn't in the window. You ever been on a boat? That was as a porthole, okay? He was hitting guys in stride. Short of MBS, there was who knows what's going on with that. But he's fine. He didn't disappear. We needed to see that. Packer Nation didn't, not because we're privileged, because we had an off season of turmoil and an off season of talking. So we needed to see it on the field. It's there. The offensive line, I think they gave up 3 sacks, but they still performed, I thought, very well. Incredibly well, considering you're down 2 all pros. Okay. They held up pretty well. All this is going to be graded on a curve, but for me, I'm over week 1. It's behind me. I'm going to enjoy this win. Obviously King, but that first one wasn't even his fault. What did Goff have? 10 seconds to throw? I mean, come on. We talked about that yesterday.
Winston had the same kind of play last week, too, where he just stood there and looked like he was frozen.
Okay, but what are you going to do about this pass rush? Okay, whatever's going on with Sedarius, and apparently there might be more there than we are even aware of as fans. I mean, why didn't you cover your bases on some level? I understand you were strapped with your salary cap. I don't know what kind of moves they can make now. I don't know if they have something they can give up to get something. If you can make a move like that right now, I'm not really that knowledgeable about that type of thing. But I don't know how your scheme is going to get better. It was good to see Stokes out there. I wasn't crazy about the pick because here we go again, giving up, a chance to get a dog on the defensive line or a pass rusher because you're fixing the cornerback position. We've been down that road so many times. It's got a trench war down the middle of it. But they had to do what they had to do. I don't know that we're going to get to a point where, they're talking about putting 23 in the middle. I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, unless you really have some deficient receivers. It's going to be a step up in class next week, but I'm going to take a deep sigh of relief and get the blood pressure down and worry a little bit less this week because at least I know this offense and Aaron Rodgers and by the way, Aaron Jones, fantastic. I did not know about his father. My condolences. Heart goes out. Hope whoever's got that necklace gives it up. Seriously. Just a fantastic performance by him and the Packers show what they can do. They got a tight end that can roam. They got, a running game. Maybe this younger offensive line might be a better run-blocking offensive line as opposed to just being the best pass-rushing offensive line. So LaFleur is going to figure it out. I just hope this defense can give us enough that the offense can overcome it.
John, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
John and Franklin, 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Want to hear from Rodgers? Want to hear from Coach LaFleur? Want to hear more from Jones? Want to hear from you? 414-799-1250. Packers, they win. All is right in the world on the Fan.
I think it's going to take a little while still. I think you put it all together with how we're playing defensively and then what we got to do offensively. Obviously, it starts with getting the ball to our playmakers, which are 33 and 17. That's where it all starts. And then finding ways to let our great role players make plays. Tonight, Bobby had some opportunities. Like I said, I had 3 opportunities to Marquez, and I feel terrible about all 3 of those. But he's going to make plays for us, Allen, Cobby, AJ. So, but it starts with 33-17.
Yeah, Randall Cobb with some catches. Maybe they're catching wind of my over-under that Cobb would have less than 25 catches this year. It looked pretty good. He only had one catch week one. He did have three last night. A reminder, the Packers are paying Randall Cobb like $8 million to hardly play. I want to see more of Amari Rodgers out there. We got a lot of St. Brown last night. He was in on a good chunk of snaps. He did catch a ball, no yards. But he was in there on running plays. He got called up from the practice squad. This is a thing they can do now because of the pandemic we're playing through. You can have one of your extra guys off the practice squad play. So they use St. Brown, and he got to play against his brother, Amon-Ra, who was 3 for 18 in the passing game. So there you go. The St. Brown boys reunited. All of the great brothers that have played in the history of the league, the Matthews family, the Manning family, the St. Brown family. Add it to the list. Aaron Rodgers at the podium. A little bit more from him where, you know, it's his way or the highway up there.
Earlier in the week, you said that there wasn't a change in preparation, but was there a change in attitude, especially after some of you guys said maybe there was some overconfidence going into the same team?
I don't know. I just guess I think we maybe tried to show that we cared a little bit more tonight.
You got to put three very young guys in front of you tonight. How they doing?
Yeah, I thought they played good. I thought Josh played really good. You know, it's just a feeling. It's not based on, you know, anything I've watched yet, but it just felt like he played really good. And if he's playing good, I expect those guys next to him to be locked in as well. I'm not done yet. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, meow.
Go ahead.
I apologize.
That's okay.
I just was going to ask the comment you made about trying to show you like you care a little bit more. Did it look, obviously you cared last week, but did it, you feel like it looked like you didn't last week? Is that kind of what you're implying? What, you know, how do you take that?
I just think people like to say a lot of and it's nice to come back in here after a game like that.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I can't. Like, who likes this? Who enjoys the way that Rodgers is?
You brought up a good point a couple weeks ago. We got to stop asking Rodgers about all these other random things. Ask him about football.
Yeah.
Ask him about football, and it's more listenable. I'll agree with you. Sometimes he's a little frustrating in these press conferences with some of the stuff he says. I'm not going to go as far as you do with some of your opinions, but I'll agree it's a little frustrating. But when you ask
it's a nice way to say it.
When you ask the guy about football, he's more entertaining. He's more jovial. He's more old Aaron Rodgers that you know and love. Ask him about football. Let's stop asking, did you have a better mentality than you did coming? Of course he's going to say what he said. You already know what he's going to say.
But then he says we cared more last week. I mean, it's like, okay, what's the follow-up? Then he gets asked a follow-up about it, then he, like, scoffs at the question. I just don't know. Like, it feels like watching Aaron Rodgers in these press conferences, it feels like he's performing for someone. Like, hey, watch this. Or it's an inside joke to him and somebody else. It's just a terrible look, man. Well, but don't watch the press conferences. I mean, okay, how though? I mean, I have to.
I mean, you're
and I want to.
It is frustrating with some of the stuff, but I mean, is Jared Goff getting asked questions like this?
But Rodgers has brought a lot of this on.
He has brought it on himself. You are right. But at some point, you gotta ask him. You know, what did you see out of the Lions defense tonight that allowed you to throw for the four touchdowns? What made you want to get Aaron Jones more? Ask him questions like that. Don't ask him all these different things because you already know the answer you're going to get from him. And maybe that's what they want, is they want something they can write about because, you know, just in that minute clip you just played, we got multiple things that we all could write a story about. Him, you know, saying that all this media BS and all these other things. Maybe that's what they want. But just ask Rodgers about football. When he starts talking about football, he's more relatable, someone you can put up with. Some of these other things, I get where you get frustrated with it.
I think that there's even more now than when I started playing. There's so many overreactions that happen on a week-to-week basis. So it's nice to to come out and have a good performance and get the trolls off our back for at least a week.
I mean, who's still saying trolls? I don't know. I don't know. Are you playing to win a Super Bowl, or are you playing to shut up the meat? Like, what are you playing for? I don't know. What's his motivation? I don't know. Alan's in Pewaukee. What's up, Alan? 799-1250.
Hey, good morning. Commuting to Illinois. I thought I'd give you guys a call. Interesting game last night. I'm a Bears fan, as I said before. A little frustrated, though. I took my first-round pick and selected Davante Adams, and he didn't even get a pass, a couple passes thrown at him, but a lot of body language looked like he was frustrated that everything was going to Jones last night.
He had 8 catches last night, Davante.
No end zones.
Yeah, no touchdowns. You're right.
And you're in fantasy. You want touchdowns.
Yeah, but you take 8 for $121.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But
I started MVS in a league. He was 0-0.
Yeah, I had Lions tight end and Baltimore's defense. They bailed me out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Not bad.
Buffalo defense, sorry.
Yeah, good shutout.
Yeah, that's all I called to say. Good morning, guys.
What's going on with the Bears? Why do they still want to start Andy Dalton when he's healthy?
I'm surprised they're 1-1. So that's pretty impressive. I don't know.
Yeah, they're tied for first place.
It's been a question since 1985. What's going on with the Bears?
Good point. Thanks, Alan. 799-1250. 414-799-1250. I've got other Rodgers sound bites here if you want to hear him talk about football. Let's see. Rodgers says they cared more tonight. We don't want that. Rodgers said there's so much nonsense in the media. We don't want that. Rodgers says they take pleasure in shutting up the trolls. No, we don't want that. How about Rodgers says we need to start faster? Okay, let's see if that's football.
I thought our defense did a great job in the second half. We've played pretty good in the elements over the years, so the misting that we got, you know, doesn't really bother us. And we got some turnovers tonight, which was important. We got to start a little faster, for sure. We've started slowly in both the first two games. So hostile environment next week, we got to start faster.
Okay, I think that a lot of that makes sense there. And I think that...
I'm not done yet.
Oh,
thank you.
Geez. Yeah. I'm sorry. Sorry, sir. Sorry, Aaron, sir. Sorry, Mr. Rogers, sir. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. More of your thoughts on this game. I want to talk a little more about Aaron Jones. Where is this team without Jonesy? I saw some feedback after game one and even after the first quarter. Why did we pay Aaron Jones? Why didn't we spend that money on a defensive player? Well, you saw why you paid Aaron Jones. You need this guy. He's very good. 3 years ago, I was watching a game, and I said, man, they got to use this guy like Alvin Kamara. And people clowned me on that one, including my good buddy Gary Ellerson. Said, stop it, man. He's not Kamara. I hold that over Gary's head to this day. He's not Kamara. Gary was right. He's better than Kamara. We'll hear from Aaron Jones coming up. More from you guys, 799-1250. Window Select wants to send you to Lambeau Field. They still have tickets available. They're extending the offer. They got more. You get 2 Packer tickets when you have them come out to your house and get a consultation, get a free quote. So Window Select, they have window siding doors, and when they come out to set up your project, you don't even need to, like, they just want to give you a quote. You don't have to buy anything to get these tickets. No, they want you to, obviously. And they're pretty confident in their products. They think that if you need windows, they'll be the place you go. But for strictly the tickets that they have, all you got to do is have them come out for a consultation at no cost. They're a proud partner now of the Green Bay Packers, and they want to show you what they can do with the windows, siding, and doors on the home. So they're giving tickets away. They've extended that offer for another week, which ties in with this week's already great offer of free installation. So if you do get it installed and set something up this week, you don't have to pay any installation cost. And that's on top of their other deals where you don't have to make any payments for a full year. Plus, the buy one, get one on the windows continues. You buy a window, you get a window free, no matter how many windows you buy. Buy 30 windows, you get 15 free. Windowselect.com. 262-703-3500. High quality, energy efficient windows. Locally based in Menominee Falls, and again now a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers, which after the first half, things were shaky. You know, LaFleur ices that kicker, and then he ends up making the field goal, and you're like, oh, boy, this didn't feel good. But they end up holding the Lions to 0 points in the second half, and all is right in Green Bay? Question mark? We'll hear from you guys coming up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Came here at Lambeau without your dad. Just how much was he on your heart tonight?
He was really on my heart. I actually have a chain with a football, and his ashes are in it. I scored, and it fell off in the end zone, so I'll go look for it, but I know he's happy. He'd be happy. He was like, if you lose it anywhere, lose it in the end zone. So.
You didn't? You haven't found it?
I haven't. The grounds crew was looking for it, though. So.
Oh, we got to go get
we'll
that.
We'll find it.
I don't know if they did find it. That's Aaron Jones, who had a monster game last night. 4 touchdowns for Jones. 3 as a receiver, 1 on the ground. 67 yards rushing, and he had 48 yards receiving. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We are in the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. And credit the Packers this week. They stuck to the game plan and what the defense was giving them. So you heard a lot last week about the Saints playing these two high safeties. And what that means is they were trying to take away anything deep from Rodgers and the Packers. They're keeping those guys back. So that should open things up in the running game, and it did. Jones, for most of the night, I mean, there was one guy on him. All he had to do was make a move, and he was open.
You know, it's kind of hard when you have 17 there. Everybody wants to double him. Then you have a speed guy on the outside in 83. Then you got Lazar. So, I mean, Tanya. We have weapons, so it's kind of hard to double anybody else other than 17. A lot of times I get matched up with a linebacker, so I feel like I should win those matchups 10 times out of 10.
So the Lions defense is baiting the Packers into being patient, baiting them into running the football, and then they have a guy as explosive as Jones, who also some of these catches, it wasn't like, you know, the Chiefs game a year ago or 2 years ago when he was used as a receiver. I mean, these catches he had were essentially runs. The one touchdown was just a toss right to him. Could have been a handoff. Running out in the flat. These are essentially running plays just being used as passes or disguised as passes. So they said, all right, we're gonna let Aaron Jones beat us. Okay. Aaron Jones beat you. Thank you. I wonder how long teams will continue with the too high safety thing. The Saints did it. The Lions did it. I'm sure the Niners will do it. It's copycat league. What they're trying to get Aaron to do is get impatient and be like, I don't want to hand the ball off. I don't want to just take these short shots. And eventually Rodgers, you know, he went deep to Devontae on a ball that only Rodgers and Devontae connect with. Because for a second it looked like, oh, did he overthrow that? No, of course not. Devontae sees a ball in the air. He's not going to let that hit the ground. Devontae's so good there. MVS, Rodgers overthrew him a little bit. Somebody tweeted in that because I had MVS in a fantasy league, 0-for-0, that wasn't MVS's fault. No, and Rodgers said it himself. He had MVS open in the end zone, but a guy came, gave him some pressure, and he missed that one too. Couple of tweets here. Scott says, as usual, the reporting of A-Rod's demise are premature. Nobody fits that ball into Tonyan like him. All you put love in people are obviously, here we go. All you put in love people are obviously 30 years old and don't know what the 70s and 80s Packers look like. Scott, well done. Well done. We cannot go a week without a 70s or 80s Packers reference. You must do it at any time that we, what am I, 37? At any time us kids start talking about how we're not happy with the Packers, maybe even after a win, we don't like what the quarterback had to say. You guys have to remind us that 45 years ago the Packers were bad. Please, please don't let us lose sight of something that happened four decades ago. Please, God, continue to remind us. We must be reminded. Tim says, I'm a Packer fan my whole life. Never realized how arrogant Rodgers is. So they won a game against an inferior team. Big deal. They're going to get rolled against the big boys next week. So you lost a game. You bounce back against a team you should beat. We're all square now at 1-1. This game on Sunday, it's going to be very telling. I think a lot of us are going to figure out what we think about this team after Sunday. They go and beat the Niners. All right. That would rectify the week one loss for me. You know, you go beat the Niners on the road, something you can never do, especially in the LaFleur era. You go beat the Niners on Sunday night when if TJ Hockenson was cutting you up, George Kittle's going to feast on you. And they've got real weapons. And the Niners, yeah, they're a little banged up at running back, but it don't matter. The running back's plug and play over there. They've been able to carve you up in the running game since, I mean, even Colin Kaepernick, back to that. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tony is in Texas. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Bart. Hey, you got some G-Force music for me?
Oh, sure, I can play a little G-Force for you. Are you pumped up today?
You know what? I'll take a win. It's a Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, light up that cigar. Celebrate. Yeah, a little G-Force, Tony. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe this is my song when I go fight Sean Mercedes.
No, you don't get dibs on G-Force.
Sean O'Connell, I think we'll go out to Alice in Chains, buddy.
No, Sean O'Connell doesn't want to fight you.
No, he wants to be in my corner, though.
Yeah.
I think Sean O'Connell is the same.
Sean and Racine wants to fight you.
Yeah, too many Seans on the show.
Yeah.
Too many Mikes, too many Seans.
Too many Mikes, too many Seans. One too many Barts, if you ask me.
Maybe there's too many Aarons on the Packers.
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, so aren't the Packers the NFL version of the Nets, the Green Bay Nets? Aaron's KD. Devontae's Kyrie. Zadarius is James Harden.
They do is talk. They never win, yeah.
I mean, I said it the other day. I think you agree with me. They're not the most likable group.
No, that really stuck with me. Ever since you said that, I've outwardly started to hate them.
But, you know, I think maybe you shouldn't watch their post-game press conferences or don't watch them on the sideline. You might feel better about them.
Tony, your phone's choppy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
No.
Okay, I'll let you go, Bart. Maybe call you back better. It's weird. I'm on a landline, too.
You are?
Yeah, go figure.
Wait. Give me one more try.
Testing Bart, testing Toby.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so
Jones, maybe the cord was bungled up. Maybe that was the problem.
I think that's probably it. Yeah. Jones and Rogers were outstanding, but you know that Devondre Campbell had a good game.
Yeah, he had that penalty on him, which wasn't good.
But, you know, he looked active. He looked like a upgrade at middle linebacker. But Rashawn Gary and Preston Smith, they completely failed yesterday. Do you agree?
Your phone's starting to suck again.
All right, Bart, I'll let you go.
Are you getting another call, maybe?
No, maybe it's the cord, Bart. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's the cord.
I don't want to bring the show down, man, after Victory Tuesday.
Yeah, no, please.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I'll get this figured out and call back tomorrow.
All right, Tony.
Sorry, big guy.
Big guy, okay. I guess you can call me big guy. Hey, not so fast. 10,000 steps, 3 days in a row for Fatty McLard over here. How about it?
How about that, medium guy?
Medium guy. 10,000 steps. I had a very big eating error yesterday. Sparky brought in donuts. Thank you, Steve. So I had one donut, and then I was thinking, well, this will be my lunch. So I had a second donut right before I left. And then I had to go, run some errands. And then by 11:30, I was still on the road, and I got really hungry. So then I went and then I hit up a drive-thru.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It was a Packers game day. It's excusable.
Yeah. Where'd you watch the game? Who'd you watch it with? Did you tailgate? 799-1250. 414-799-1250.
No, I think we have enough guys up front. I think we're going to take a good hard look at what we asked those guys to do. You know, Detroit's got they've got a pretty damn good offensive line. So you can't discredit them in that regard. I watched it on tape versus one of the premier defensive lines in the game of football versus the 49ers. And I thought they did a damn good job. So, but, you know, certainly there's things that we can do to try to get home and with a four-man rush.
Yeah, sure, Matt. Okay. Not with those guys. Over the hill, not in the car you drive. Matt LaFleur talking after the game. I'm Bart Winkler. Toby Altizer. You guys could call in 414-799-1250. You could tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. I got to figure out how to respond to this tweet. Norris, I thought we were boys. Norris tweets, right on cue, the insufferable media guys, Winks things, for example, are discounting the Packers win, and then he uses that SpongeBob font, because it's the Lions. Apparently losses are king, and wins mean D, unless magic boxes get checked. Always something to bitch about in Entitled Town. And then he says, kills Odyssey app. Oh, no.
An Odyssey station.
Not only are you getting, at least find a different show on the app. Don't kill the app. Oh, my God. There's content everywhere on this thing. Go listen to Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers. Go listen to sports radio in Chicago or something. We got it all covered. Don't kill the app just because something I said. No. You're missing out. Go listen to Charli D'Amelio and her sister awkwardly flirt with each other. I don't know. Go listen to all that. How do I respond to that? I don't know. They lost to the Saints, dude. The Saints are terrible. Maybe I have to. This is two losses in a row now, or two games in a row now, where I've gotten mad about the loss a week later. The NFC Championship loss, I didn't really get mad about until the Super Bowl. And then the Saints loss, I was like, oh, that sucks. And now they beat the Lions. And then I'm like, well, wait a minute here. The Saints were garbage last weekend. And the Packers, sure, you beat the Lions. The Lions are no good, Norris. They're no good. They're no good. And guess what? The Saints aren't any better than the Lions. What am I supposed to celebrate here in Entitled Town? That really bothers me. That really bothers me. What are we supposed to root for? You're telling me we're at the point. I don't know if you know this, Norris, But in the 70s and 80s, the Packers were bad. They weren't any good. They were bad for a long time. Very bad. We got 30 years of Hall of Fame quarterback play. I want Super Bowls. I ain't getting my jollies off because you beat Jared Goff and the Lions. You were losing to this team at halftime, and you got bailed out by the rain. Ooh. All right. Okay. No. This is good. This is good. Let me do the show that Norris wants. This is good. This is good. This will be a learning lesson for me. Here we go.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right. Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Okay, baby, baby, baby. Back on track are the Green Bay Packers kicking the Lions' ass. Oh, yeah, Detroit, we beat you. Get out of Lambeau. Why even come? We got Aaron Rodgers threading the needle, laughing off trolls in the press conference. Quit all your negativity about the Packers. Aaron Jones running all over that historically great Lions defense we heard so much about. And all these people telling me that Jared Goff was going to be the next, you know, Otto Graham. We got to you, baby. We got to you real good. Sacking you, picking you off. Oh, man. The Lions, all I heard about the Lions was their offensive line is so good. Well, guess what? Dean Lowry and Tyler Lancaster are like, yeah, we're going to get to you, man. Oh, boy, their receiving core. Quintez Cephas, one of the greatest Wisconsin wide receivers ever. Not against Eric Stokes, baby. You ain't touching us. The Green Bay Packers. I don't need Super Bowls. I don't need championships. Just give me consistent wins against our terrible division, and I'm going to feel great every day. Why think big picture with this team? Why ever want more? We got the Green Bay Packers beating the Detroit Lions. Oh, yes. God, I had such a great time last night. We celebrated. Oh, I stayed up late. I popped champagne. I had sex with my wife. What a night I had. I was just so excited about everything. God, 1-1. I don't care about the fact that they're going to get blown up by the Niners. I live in the moment. We beat the Lions. There we go. There you go, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.